And it's Friday, and that means for the first hour of the Sully Show, you get less Sully, which is not something to celebrate, but you do get more of the team from GeorgiaPoll.com. And today we're going to have a couple of our regulars and a couple of guests. We're going to bring Sully in a little bit and have him teach us some country music, line dancing songs or something like that. For those of you that were not in studio with us, you missed something, and we'll just say that. But on a cold, dreary day, it warmed our hearts, or at least that little area where our hearts would be if we had them. But we're political types, and we don't have that. But if we had a heart, we'd probably also have a soul, and with a soul, we'd be worried about our salvation. And I am worried about these things, and so we're going to get right into politics. We're going to do eyewitness weather. For those of you that believe any media in Atlanta by law is required to be covering weather, we're going to get to that with GDOT spokesperson and friend of mine, Natalie Dale.
It won't snow.
Now, see, now you've just made a warranty that is expressed or implied, and when the people that are at the far end of our listening range, including Bowman, Georgia, which I have been told is not pronounced Bowman, but Mayor Pete Givens of Bowman, Georgia, will be in here to make sure I'm saying it right and to talk a few other things late in the show. In the middle, we're going to have Natalie Dale from GDOT to explain to you things like when it is snowing, don't drive, and when it's raining, don't put your blinkers on, and otherwise what GDOT does at times like this that we always say, why did you spend all this time treating roads when it didn't snow, and why didn't you treat it when it did snow? Guess what? Weather's not an exact science. So John Richards, as trained meteorologist, says it won't snow, and as far as meteorology goes, he's a great political analyst. So good transition, maybe not. Let's get into politics.
John, let's talk politics.
I think the snow and ice will be gone by Sunday morning, and I want to go to church, but I am still convinced, based on other news reports I'm reading, that my churches will not be open if we don't pass one of at least four acts that have just been, not the Book of Acts. The Book of Acts will still be in the Bible, I think.
Although, what about 2 Corinthians?
I think it's Leviticus that we're really, yes, 2 Corinthians, my favorite book of the Bible, 2 Corinthians. Is there. But again, let's talk about Leviticus a little bit and where it says you can't bake cakes if they're going to be for a gay wedding reception. There are four bills right now. We've gone from RFRA, the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, which was what we've really been talking about for years.
2 years. This is the third year of RFRA.
I was going to say, I was thinking it was even longer, but it seems like an eternity, and foreshadowing of where I don't want to go. But anyway, in addition to RFRA, we now have a Pastor Protection Act.
Correct.
I don't honestly even remember the other acronyms. Explain what we've got here.
All right. So the speaker said that he wanted to introduce a Pastor Protection Act that's being carried by Kevin Tanner in the House. Offers basically guarantees that a minister or other religious officiant does not have to conduct a same-sex marriage if he or she feels that it's not necessary. Says that they don't a church doesn't have to let their property be used for same-sex marriages if they don't want to do that. It also says that companies cannot be forced to be open on Saturday or Sunday. That one has probably a fairly good chance of making it through the House, given the fact that the speaker likes it. It's the other two bills that we have some questions about. One of them was dropped yesterday by Senator Greg Kirk, and it's called the First Amendment Defense Act. And the idea here is, if you are, let's say, a affiliate of a church, you're a church school, and you, for whatever reason, oppose marriage equality, the government cannot take away any benefits that you might have, such as tax exemptions or grants or the ability to enter into a contract to work with government, whatever it might be. That's the stated objective of that bill, and there's a lot of ifs, ands, and buts that go into four pages of information there. Again, it was dropped yesterday. The last bill doesn't really have a name outside of House Bill 756. It would be what I would call...
It's got to have an acronym.
Well, it's the License to Discriminate bill. If you're going to do that, that's free.
All
that's
right.
What we're calling it.
Welcome
because
team,
it lets
John.
The bakers and the photographers say, no, it doesn't do anything. Right now in Georgia, if you're a baker or a photographer, you can tell a client to go away. And I don't care if it's a straight client, a gay client, or whatever.
Both.
Okay.
Or both.
Well, then let's work our way back. Stefan, you're a lawyer.
I am.
And as a Democrat, we have to assume then you're also a godless humanist.
Yes.
Working the way back on terms of while the opposition has not been along party lines on all of these bills, give us your perspective on the politics in terms of What can pass and or what are the issues, real quick? That last one clearly you resonated on, you don't particularly care for.
Yeah, I don't particularly care for three out of the four, actually. The first one, okay, so the one about bakeries and the various gay wedding cakes and their criminalization or whatever it is. That's just
I don't
dumb.
Know why we're against gay wedding cakes. They have to be fabulous.
They're the best cakes. Have you had a gay wedding cake? Has anyone here had a gay wedding cake?
I cannot say that I have.
Yes, I have.
Have you? Yeah. Sully has had a gay wedding cake. He's eating a gay wedding cake right now. They are just better cakes. And outlawing them is a bad idea. But no, really. Like, this is an old fight. And they're just bringing this back for purely political
Are you suggesting
purposes.
That this is election year posturing and
That's
that
what
some
I'm
people
suggesting.
Might not actually really want to be passing some of these bills, but they need them to get on camera and to tell the people that need to vote for them that their Baptist church won't be open Sunday morning if they don't get sent back to Atlanta to introduce more bills that
I think that's right. I think the bakeries and the photographers, these are all canards.
Okay.
None of that really matters.
The one you said you have no problem with or kind of like, I can't remember how you phrased it, but...
Pastor Protection Act?
Okay, so Pastor Protection Act,
yeah.
if we kind of just did this on a spectrum, Pastor Protection Act doesn't really upset, shall we say, Democrats or the left or the folks that otherwise believe there's discrimination afoot.
Right. I mean, I think there's a cadre of an extremely left side of the spectrum that is very upset about any of these things because they seem like an affront to parts of society that are very heavily Democratic. That said, I think within the context of the legislature, the Pastor Protection Act is fine. The reason why, because it doesn't really do anything. Basically, anything that the Pastor Protection Act protects pastors from, they're already protected from because of the freedom of religion in the First Amendment. So I'm fine with passing that because it doesn't really do anything. And I think that I recognize that Republicans are the majority and they have to do something for their constituencies. And so that's fine by me. But yeah, there's going to be Democrats who are upset by that. But I think that they need to hold their powder, as it were, for what's really dangerous, which is the other bill.
So the actual battleground then, is it safe to say, is really kind of between those two middle, two other bills, because John, as a Republican, doesn't really sense there's a lot of support for the...
Yeah, I don't think that there's a lot of support. I think that idea was thrown out more as something to think about. You know, where are we going? Do we really want to do this? Because it really, as opposed to the original Religious Freedom Restoration Act, where people assumed that it would allow this license to discriminate, this bill actually does that. And it may be that Mr. Tanner threw out this bill just to get people to think about that. The other question, if you're getting into the First Amendment Defense Act, is what is really intended. And I spoke to the sponsor yesterday afternoon after his press conference, where several of us in the media and others said, you know, this really does look like there's some discrimination there. He wasn't sure that that isn't what his intention was. And he said, now is the time to vet this bill. We're going to take it to committee. We're going to take testimony. If it needs to be changed, let's change it. But let's try to protect the faith of people who have a sincere belief that marriage should be between a man and a woman.
So, politically, what are these bills ultimately for there, Stephen?
Well,
I mean, what's going on here?
Let's talk about what's actually in the First Amendment Defense Act just for a moment. The First Amendment Defense Act is an enshrining of hatred, not religious-based hatred, just any hatred.
Now, what about the people that say they are really just trying to be left alone and want to do what they want and let other people do what they want? How is that hate?
Yeah,
I'm going to play devil's advocate here, but that's what they're going to show.
Well, let live and let live is one of Kirk's slug lines for this.
And that's what the First Amendment says, but the First Amendment Defense Act doesn't say that. What the First Amendment Defense Act is, it authorizes government employees and state contractors to actively discriminate against...
No, there is specific language that says you cannot do that. You can't do that.
What it says is that basically what it says is that if any action is taken against you because of a discrimination some sort of discriminatory thing against, whether it's religious based or whether it's just a moral philosophy that you have, and you use that in any kind of a way in your position, right? And if you're fired because of that, then you can sue the state for up to $1 million. In addition, if you're, let's say you're a road contractor and you're like, you know what, I did all of this stuff, but I didn't do some of it because I hate gays, they cannot terminate your contract and they cannot deny you another one because of it.
Well, it'd take a pretty big old pair to be able to take that stance in public or whatever. And